From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The massive scaffolding around the Space Shuttle Discovery was pulled back today, leaving it alone on the launch pad. Liftoff is scheduled for tomorrow morning. NASA engineers have not pinpointed the problem with the fuel sensor, which caused them to scrub the last launch attempt. Still, if there are no surprises and the weather cooperates, they expect to go ahead with the first shuttle flight in 2.5 years. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
From the observation point here, 3 miles away, the shuttle is smaller than a thumbnail. Up close, the shuttle and tanks are the size of a building, total weight 4.5 million pounds. And somewhere in there is a small glitch that has delayed its departure from Earth, a fuel sensor that got stuck. It's not critical for launch, but engineers have wiggled wires and run tests and not been able to figure out what caused it. Stephanie Stilson is the Discovery Shuttle's vehicle manager.
During our troubleshooting, we have not been able to recreate it.
Kind of maddening, huh?
Very maddening, yes. But that's somewhat typical for us. We, in many cases, have found issues like this where you troubleshoot, and you don't necessarily pinpoint it to a specific problem.
On a previous occasion, for instance, NASA had a reading which indicated that a fuel line was blocked. Workers pulled apart pipe after pipe, never found blockage, so they reassembled everything, and the problem never reappeared.
It seems simple, but you're talking about an orbiter system that has over 30 different systems, and you're talking about over 200 miles of wiring within an orbiter. Then you bring on the tank, which has its own wiring and its own sensors, and so it's a very complicated vehicle as a whole.
The fuel sensor in question has 3 backup sensors. It may be that the problem will only appear once the tank is filled with freezing hydrogen fuel tomorrow morning. If mission managers see a new problem then, they will scrub the launch again. But if the same problem reappears, they plan to run tests to pinpoint it and go ahead.
Even if you flew with 3 of 4, you would then have to have 3 failures before you would be in a situation where it was not a good day.
Not a good day would be an engine cutting off early and an aborted landing, here or maybe in Spain. It would probably be one of the quicker transatlantic flights in history. The bigger stumbling block to launch tomorrow may be weather. There's a forecasted 40% chance of having to postpone.
Lightning, of course. Can't have any lightning in the area. Can't have any rain. Can't even have any cloud cover, per se, because clouds have moisture. Moisture, when you're lifting off the vehicle off the launch pad at that accelerated speed, those moisture droplets can damage your tile, become like BBs or bullets.
This will be Discovery's 31st flight. It was last in space nearly 4 years ago. Today, the sky is mostly clear, but the weather folks here describe the temperature as not quite hotter than hell and humid. Mindy Chavez is a meteorologist with the Air Force.
Yeah, this humidity is not really an issue. A lot of people have been asking questions with respect to the humidity and the ice formation on the tank. The humidity that we've been forecasting is actually a plus. It helps to keep the ice off the tank, so this humidity shouldn't be a problem for them.
The shuttle does have air conditioning on board, but the commander, Eileen Collins, gets to set it. Other crew members are not allowed to reach into the front seat and change it. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.